Right. Let's do the math. Our service mission here was supposed to last 31 souls. For redundancy, they send 68 souls worth of food. That's for six people. So for just me, that's going to last 300 souls, which I figure I can stretch to 400 if I ration. So I got to figure out a way to grow 3 years worth of food here on a planet where nothing grows. Luckily, I'm a botanist. Mars will come to fear my botany powers.
To make something happen, let's make something happen. Word to Viper, gonna bring it to the overlord. Drinking Cisco, chilling with the gold microphone cords. And we grip our balls every time we stuntin' on tour. Cause we never bore, responding to the ready crowd's roar. And promoters try to hit us with the audible. We about our business, we not quitters, not bullshitters. We deliver, we go getters, don't be bitter. Cause we not just niggas.
So hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian with Hot Tennis Facts.
And this is Douglas. I wanted to make a shitty tennis joke,
but you don't know any players anymore.
I'm done. I'm not. Cut. You know, there's no serving, no tiebreakers, no backhand, nothing. I'm not metaphorically supporting your shitty joke.
With that volley, Damian.
Hi. And welcome.
And welcome. I think we're all out of shitty tennis puns at this point.
Pretty much.
I have a lot. A lot of shitty tennis puns.
Are you saying that you have a lot of Djokovic?
Douglas, don't do this. You see, you guys can't compete because you don't watch tennis anymore. So the problem is, the jokes will only be funny to me. Unless I make them extremely broad. But then those aren't the fun ones. Yeah.
But anyways.
Right.
We have amassed the three of us. That's an amassing. To discuss a film what happens when you take bad people, put them in space, and steal their semen and their eggs in order to make children.
Is this... I thought we already reviewed Aliens.
Nope. Now we're talking about the French version, directed by Claire Denis, starring Robert Pattinson, that being High Life.
Is that the sequel to How High?
It is.
I got Douglas to smile and that's all I can. Douglas is trying his best, but I got him.
We were scum. Trash. Refuse that didn't fit into the system. Until someone had the bright idea of recycling us to serve science.
Dada. The odds are not in our favor. But when my work is accomplished, when perfection is achieved,
then what? Fly away?
Dada. I know I look like a witch.
You're foxy and you know it.
So Douglas, you brought us to this film.
Yes, I did.
Claire Denis takes us into space closer and closer to a black hole every minute.
Mm-hmm.
I warned you 3 weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
But yet, you stared into said black hole and
confidence.
Said you want to go there.
It's never good when Andrew is this confident.
I know, right?
Like, I told you people. Wait.
He's not even concerned that any of us are going to like this movie. Like, he's just like, yeah. So, fuck you for making me watch this a second time.
I don't even think he watches this. He's just like, I've seen this.
Damon is completely right. When I saw that message from Douglas, I was like, guess who's not watching that movie again?
Hard pass.
I have enough in here that I can talk about it comfortably.
Yep.
All right.
Douglas, I still would love to hear your opinion of this film that you were so interested in.
Yeah, well, so I was interested in it. As much as for me, Claire Denis is a little bit of a hit or a miss. when she hits,
can you please tell me the hits? Like, what's in your positive column for her right now?
To be fair, I haven't watched a lot of her movies, and the big one that I can remember right now, I know you guys hate, which is the horror movie,
Trouble.
Nobody never trouble. Trouble every day.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And as much as I recall, when I first saw it, I wasn't a huge fan of Bastards, but I kind of have an affinity to that movie now. I like a few of her movies, and I know there are a couple others. But yes, there have also been missteps. this movie, however, is not one of them. This is art of the highest order. This movie, boy. I don't know what to say about this movie. So, as you said, Andrew, we go off into space. And first of all, the first point I will make on this movie is you go to space and Tim Curry is not in this film. You have made a mistake.
You're such an idiot.
but okay. So yeah, they go off into space. This is clearly some sort of prisoner program, which by the way, and so there are certain things about this movie. This movie feels like she's trying to do, I think, two things at the same time, which may actually be one of the reasons why, for me at least, it fails. There is the kind of, let's call it character study, more just... I'm not even sure what I'm looking for, what I'm trying to say, but the essentially the art house portion of it, where it's just like, this is, we are going to look at what happens when people get together in a confined space, the craziness that happens, and what devolves from there, right? But then there are ever so often sprinklings of what can only be very broadly described as narrative, that she tries to put on this as well. So things like, and the reason why I thought about this is because we start talking about, oh, this is a prisoner situation. That actually is only introduced, even though you kind of get the feeling about it, this is only introduced maybe an hour into the movie. At least officially, that you definitely know that that is what is happening. That somebody says that they are putting criminals away in space and they're never coming back. And they say it as if there's this whole other part of the narrative that I'm going to go to Congress. I'm going to Washington. I'm going to filibuster. And just like, what's his face? Mr. Tall Old Man. Jimmy Stewart. Tall old man.
Right.
Yeah.
First name Tall.
When
brother of Gary Oldman.
No, father of Gary.
Sorry, father of Gary Oldman. Tall.
You know, I'm going to make a difference and I'm going to bring these criminals back to where they belong. Right?
You mean Mr. Smith goes to Washington?
Yeah, pretty much. So they had one scene like that where it didn't really connect to anything other than it was just a head talking and telling me what I was seeing. And they did a couple of other things as well. But if they had taken that out and left it in space, I think it would be better for it. This movie, though, it's hard for me to say that this could become a good movie. I feel like it could. There are things about this. There's things about this that I do like, right? I liked the people, right? I like the characters, and I like seeing them play off each other. But I suppose, in a way, there's only so much of that you can do in a... How long is this movie? It feels like it's 10 hours.
Two hours.
Okay. That's sad, by the way, that it's only 2 hours. So the thing I liked about this movie was slowly but surely you essentially got to see up close and personal the, I don't want to say flaws, but the dark side, so to speak, of everybody, right? And also the way they interacted. And I mean, this movie was essentially a bunch of velociraptors in one spot. It was, right? And that was,
you know,
cool.
The only thing I have to applaud you guys for is we've now graduated from making every movie Korean to now velociraptors. Like, you know, good on you.
What can I say? We
we have a type.
Yeah.
And that type is murder.
We mature.
We do many things. I will not be labeled as mature.
The one thing that kind of upset me that was, and I'm trying to remember now because this is more of a feeling, but I felt like not everybody was explored, right? So you got to see, there were a couple of people who didn't really matter in the movie. And everybody, well, I mean, I've already said they're velociraptors. There's, if you've listened to this podcast before, you know what having velociraptors in a place means. It means everybody does.
Well, I mean, put one it this way. One, when right? the movie starts,
yeah,
the movie starts with everyone murdered. Mm-hmm. And it's just Pattinson and his baby.
Yeah.
And he's out in space. And mm-hmm. you kind of see these flashbacks. So you put it together really quickly that something happened to these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? And then it kind of shows you what happens, and it doesn't show you what happened to everybody. Mm-hmm. But slowly but surely, like,
you see the bodies stack up,
exactly, and it's a mixture of, let's call it, bad behavior and just
poor decision
getting maybe. Just not being able to operate within this limited world, this limited scope of life that you've, that they've not created for themselves, but they've been placed in, right? Especially when you have, and I did appreciate, so I appreciated that the whole character study part of it, but maybe it went on a little bit too far. Specifically, and I think this is something we can all agree to, if you put Juliette Binoche in a movie, that is a positive. But then when you put her in a movie and make her a diabolical doctor who is in charge of people and can decide whether or not they wake up while she does experiments on him.
By
on them.
Experiment, you mean molest?
Well, I mean, that's just another type of experiment.
Fair enough.
Right?
The floor is yours. I've heard that about you.
Then fun things can happen. And there were one and two times when you say, okay, this is interesting, but it just didn't gel. I think, so Denis was clearly focusing on different things than you and I would focus on, Damien. And if you and I were given this premise, I believe we would really enjoy the movie we came out with. But unfortunately, we did not.
So Douglas, would you agree with the fact that Andrew was right?
Actually, so I don't really remember what you said about this movie. The funny thing is, one of the reasons why I picked this movie is because I said to myself, wait, didn't Andrew and Damien mention that there's a new Claire Denis movie out? Let me just watch that. So, in a way, your warning was why we're watching this film.
You're saying me talking about a film is the beginning of my demise. All right, cool. Damien.
Hi.
Please proceed.
I have notes for this movie.
It's strange. It's strange that when one of us says that we have notes, it's never mm-hmm. good.
Yeah. My first note is that boring baby porn is boring. There's a lot of naked children. I mean, there's one specific naked child. But this movie is by baby porn.
It's very naked, this movie. Yes.
By baby porn, I'm not talking about the disgusting kind, because you people are disgusting. I'm talking about this movie trying to exploit the fact that having anyone play with a small child for an extended period of time is fun. You get to see him interact with the child, and so you're immediately drawn in, because it's just like, I like watching people, even fake people, interact with children. But that lasted about 10 minutes. But then the movie kept going. And you quickly realize, I think this movie isn't going anywhere. My second point is, condoms and dildos?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Sanitary?
But I mean, I guess, yeah.
It's a dildo.
But to be fair, it looked like it was metal, which first of all,
yeah,
is a problem in and of itself.
Is it though?
I would think so. Secondly, uh-huh, I don't know if you really want to get rust up your nether regions.
Where would rust come from? They're in space. I don't think you know how rust works.
Rust doesn't happen in space.
Rust in space? What is causing the chemical reaction to make the rust? How do you oxidize metal in space?
Oxidize as in give oxygen to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did at any point you see her, while she was humping the thing,
mm-hmm,
put on a space mask?
What is... I understand that you think you're going to...
I was willing to cut my losses here.
One small problem.
Yes.
All the other chemicals are needed to create rust.
Yes.
No existence in a vacuum.
But they're not in a vacuum.
Oh, you thought they brought it with them?
Yes, of course.
All right, fine.
It's,
there's dirt.
Right. She brought it in herself.
Oh, it was the rust was inside her.
Yeah.
All along.
All along.
That's why the condom, actually. She didn't want to spread her rust to the rest of the team. Because I'm sure they only have one dildo.
Space condoms. Anyways. And then by the end of the movie, I don't...
By the way, sorry. Your note is space condoms and not the milk that comes out of the box once you're finished?
No. So,
because that was particularly disturbing.
My note is condom on dildos. The rest of it, I just had to move past.
I mean, I love that she finishes... Well, mm-hmm, all of them finish.
Yeah.
As they walk out of the box, mm-hmm, they call it the box.
Right.
All of a sudden, you just see what I assume must be semen. Oh, well, actually, for her, it can be. Right. Some sort of fluids,
right,
that look like milk just oozing out of an exhaust pipe.
I assume as soon as they leave, there's just like a shower head that comes down and just sanitizes it. Just sprays it out. And what you see is just the residue. It's like, listen.
You guys have thought way too hard on
you
this.
You filthy animals. By the end of it, I just wrote, worst porn ever. The movie feels like it is trying to be edgy, and that is the problem. You can see them making too much of an effort, but not getting there. I was talking to Douglas, and I was like, Nymphomania has the opposite problem to this movie, where Nymphomania is edgy, but it is edgy because of how sterile all the sex scenes feel. Like, there's nothing sensual about the sex scenes in there. Like, it feels eerie. It feels like a documentary. Like, they're just like, this is what it feels like. You should show this to teenage children and go, if you think sex is okay, watch this. And they'll be like, I don't want any more of this. This is the last time.
Keep the sex away from me.
No one touch me. Today is the last day. I want any human to touch me, because this is terrifying. But this, like, when the first sex-ish scene, cause, I mean, she's masturbating. At the start of it, you're just like, all right. And then it gets real creepy. And it's like, all right. But then it continues and it tries to keep that up. but never really. There's nothing else in the movie that really matches the intensity of that first one. That makes you, that catches you off guard, that makes you feel, there's this, you feel uncomfortable watching it. And the rest of the movie just didn't do that. But even if the rest of the movie did, those scenes are, there's like four of them, and they're spread out across a 2-hour movie. The rest of the time you're spent with Robert Pattinson, which I have accepted that he is indeed an actor. All the jokes have to stop. I gave that man a lot of shit for a lot of time. But he cannot. He's good. But he isn't good enough to carry this movie by himself. I don't think anyone would have been good enough to carry this movie by themselves. This movie is just boring. Nothing really happens. And Andrew did warn us.
I did.
And hearing Andrew come on, just oozing confidence. He's just like, I defy anybody.
Pretty much.
Even try.
Like, I mean, I could probably say a few nice things about this movie.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to come to the same assessment you have, Damien. Yeah. I remember being in the theater, and I remember the movie being over, and just recognizing the fact that I was bored.
Yeah. It's like, thank God I don't have to sit here anymore.
So, one thing that I did, right? And I told this to Damien before. Speaking of what you just said a while ago. I did not look, because this is how I do all of my great movie picking over the tenor of this podcast. I don't look at anything about the movie. Then I watched it.
Okay.
And at that stage, because of how just upset, well, upset is a strong word, but bad I felt after the movie, because, hey guys, I didn't like it, or I didn't enjoy it. I then searched for the movie and I'm like, but this is supposed to be a good movie. So I search for it. And I just search for it in Google. And apparently what Google does now, it does a new thing, or at least new to me, where it collates all the information about the movie and all the reviews and everything. And it has a little section, at least it did on my phone version of Google, where it says, okay, here are the most common tags that we see associated with this film. And the top three were sensual, disturbing,
correct,
and boring. And I think those three really peg this movie. I think we've
hit all three.
Exactly. Yeah,
I think Google's knowledge graph is working overtime. Bang, bang, bang. Well done, Google.
Yep.
Every movie is boring.
It is.
Like,
one thing I want to say to this movie, so there are two things I'll say that you guys haven't really mentioned.
Right.
I fucking love the opening of this movie. If I remember it correctly, he's out in space and he's like fixing something.
Yeah.
And he's like screaming at the baby. And he has this moment, well, whatever, right? And he has this moment where he's like just begging the baby, like, stop, like, I'm going to kill myself if you keep doing this shit. And I really love that scene, right? Like, that scene primed me for, like, this movie might be good. Mm-hmm. And then the rest happened. The second thing, which is more probably down Damien's alley, between the time I saw the movie and today, there was that news about the photographing of the black hole.
Right.
And I'm kind of surprised to see how close Claire Denis he got to what a black hole looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Between movie. When you watched the movie?
And yes.
Or between when the movie was made?
When no, I watched the movie.
How long ago you watched the movie?
Like 3 weeks
ago. Like a month ago or so. I can look up the exact date if you want me to. But no, I do. Like, it was last month at some point.
You clearly watched it a little while back. Okay. All right.
It's frightening that one of the greatest scientific achievements is buried under bullshit news. People have just moved on.
Yeah, of course.
From a thing.
Because when you look at the picture, you're just like, oh, it's blurry. Blurry orange.
Every movie I've ever seen looks like. It's like, guys. But
Look at that. Smart people theorized what something would look like.
Yeah.
They're very smart and they got it right.
And got close.
Yeah. Great. You know?
I've learned nothing.
I've learned trust smart people. So when Andrew says a movie's boring, listen to him.
Like,
nope. Do you want me to bring back up It's Always Sunny, Andrew? Don't trust the scientists.
There's no time to relitigate science.
They make you look like dumbasses.
Exactly.
I've forgotten what word he uses. I don't think it's dumbass.
I can't remember.
I watch that clip every once in a while. Whenever you bring it up on this podcast, legitimately, like the next day, I watch that clip on YouTube.
Well, you're welcome, because that clip is genius.
I wish I liked that TV show.
I've kind of half decided that I'm going to start watching it again.
Years from now, I'll give it a chance. I love it
to death.
Because if it was funny, then it should be funny for you.
You love the latest season.
Me or Damian?
You, Douglas.
Oh, I love every season. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I ever stop. This is now my second sabbatical. Yeah, hiatus. You know, sure. What's that?
Is it called secretly you know it's not good?
Oh, absolutely not. It's probably because it's too much funny, and my body cannot absorb all of the funny that there is.
I've been sitting away from the mic. I didn't realize. This podcast is going to sound very weird.
Because it never does.
Hey, we're professionals. Okay? Especially when we start doing it from the couch when I'm half asleep.
The demon, come on! Collapsing
in the couch fast asleep. Last night I lost power because JPS decided, what if the people who work here don't work here anymore?
you depend on public utilities? Is that what happens?
For the internet, yes.
Oh, that's disappointing.
But only for the internet. Mm. Oh, we have backup power.
I had power last night.
Right. No, I had power too, couldn't get onto the internet.
Oh, I got on. I was happy for that. Because clearly,
everything went down.
Uh-huh.
So, including whatever it is that powers the phone lines, that also went down.
Yeah. As lucky, my internet stayed because I guess wherever my internet is was okay.
So, because I had no internet and had to conserve power because I was on backup power, I decided, you know, there's always movies on Netflix that what I do is I look at them and go, I'd watch this only if there's no power and or I'm going somewhere far and don't want to talk to anybody. And so I had this movie on the device for a while. It stars Jack and Gyllenhaal. It is called Velvet Buzzsaw.
Ah, I keep saying I should try to watch that movie.
Do not watch that movie.
But it's the same guy that directed
Douglas, I'm aware.
The good one.
Here's the thing. Netflix is undefeated.
Nightcrawler. Yeah. Right? That's the name of it. Yeah.
Netflix remains undefeated. Andrew, listen. We've given you Roma, but Roma doesn't come. Right? Roma was in the theaters. Can use all sorts of things to disqualify Roma. It's not in English. It's not in color. It's barely a Netflix movie. So we're throwing that out. It's an outlier. Who cares? Netflix track record. Douglas, if you want to see, like High Life, the acting talent is on display.
Yeah.
Everyone is doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
Where this movie collapses is the story.
Mm-hmm.
It be bad. Like, not kind of bad. All the way bad. And you know, the thing that looked interesting, we're just like, oh, the paintings are coming to life and forcing people to do all sorts of things to themselves. You get 1 hour into the movie before any of that really starts.
Mm-hmm. So it takes too long to become Art House Ring?
Right. It takes too long to become the horror movie it's pretending to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the horror part is also bad. So it's art culture, which is a culture I've disdained my entire life. I hate those type of people. I hate the pretentiousness. But this movie feels like it understands and is leaning into that. Because everyone on every level of this movie is a complete monster.
Oh, of course. Damon, I've seen that poster. I've seen the glasses and the outfit that Gyllenhaal wears. There's no way this isn't also a comedy.
Everyone else is awful. But there are no jokes. Ah. And there's also no scares. And the story is bad. So at every level that you that trailer promised, it fails on all of them. But what keeps you watching is the performances, because he has transformed himself into true garbage. And so you just can't help but, because you've seen him in so many things, and you're just like, boy, he really is good at this, isn't he? But the story is just, it is not keeping up. And at the second half, it felt like it wasn't trying anymore. It's just like, we've run out of story. So, these things kill people. And you're just like, but why though? And you're just like, reasons. And then the movie ends. You're just like, whatever, Netflix. You got me. Don't do it. You might think you want to do it, but I will tell everybody the Netflix track record is still, it's still going and it's still bad. I saw one other movie, but I don't want to call it the King Arthur movie, but that is how I know it. There's a recent
Kid in the something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
There's the Sword and the King. One.
Is that what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah.
The Kid and the Sword. Or yeah. Something like that.
There, I thought you were talking about the Guy Ritchie one. Okay. All right. Cool.
Absolutely not.
So is it sad, right? Speaking of Guy Ritchie and King Arthur, is it sad that I did not know that he directed the new Aladdin movie? And then when I found out that he did, I had that aha moment. Like, of course it's him. Because immediately now I realized that they had to hire him, because essentially that Aladdin trailer with the obstacle course section of it is the same as the King Arthur trailer with the obstacle course section of it.
I did not know he directed that movie.
I didn't know either. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Mamo, and they were talking about how, you know, Guy Ritchie keeps failing upwards. And I'm like, but what has he done lately that you're upset about? And so that's what they were talking about.
Right. So the name of the movie is The Kid Who Would Be King.
Yeah, there you go.
And
is it as it did it thread the needle that I was hoping it to thread?
Because
I definitely have that on my watch list in Google Play.
A kids movie first.
Right.
And a kids movie second. But for the adults, there's a couple things in there that you will see and you will like immediately. The young actor playing Merlin, I cannot wait to see him kill the game for the next 30 years to come. He is special. Like, not kinda special. He is going to be one of those people that we see in movies for years and years to come, and just seeing him will make you go, all right, fine, I'm going to watch this. I'm looking at his name. He is
Angus Imrie, that guy.
Yeah. He is absolutely.
Oh, he's on Fleabag. Incredible. I keep saying I should watch it. I've seen the first couple episodes and liked it.
You watch him and he's asked to be the most ridiculous.
I like this guy.
He's awesome.
Mark Bonner is great.
He's a teacher. You like him from Catastrophe. And he's a teacher. He's in there for maybe half a second. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't do a lot of heavy lifting. Adult Merlin is Patrick Stewart. He's Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, obviously.
You know what you get. Like, there's no need to fear. Like, he does what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But young Merlin outshines everybody. And it's a really special performance, but it didn't have to be, because this movie doesn't really call for one, but he does give one. And it is a children's story in that if you think about it too hard, it completely falls apart.
But
that's fine. Those are the types of stories that I thrive on. It is a good one
because the momentum keeps up for so long. And everyone buys into this ridiculous scheme. And they explain away, they spend time to explain away things in this world that they didn't need to. Mm-hmm. Because they're fighting demons. But the thing is that the demons only come out at night. But when they enter the world, all the adults vanish. So unless you have contact with the sword itself, you don't see what's happening. Or unless you're a knight of King Arthur, you can't fight them. And once you kill the demons that have come, then everything goes back to normal, minus the destruction. But the things that you are doing, so one of the scenes is them using a car to kill these demons. And then once the last one is killed, the real world comes back. So there's this lady who would have been driving the car, and they're just in the lady's lap. And so she flips out, and they flip out. Yeah. And then
but that sounds like it works.
Yeah, no, it does work. So that is the thing. Like, they didn't need that extra layer. They could have just gone, oh, they went out into the woods. That's why no one sees what is happening here.
Yeah.
But no, like, they spend the time. There's a really clever joke about what Merlin needs as sustenance. He's just like, I need beaver urine and this and that. And he finds all of those things in a fried chicken joint. And you're just like,
well done.
Well done, guys. It is clever where it needs to be. It is well paced. It's well acted. And it's the Sword in the Stone story. And they put a little twist on it. And it's just fun enough to keep it engaging. It is not a surprise like How to Train a Dragon, which is just good. It is whatever the step below that is, where you like it, but it is not something that you will go, oh no, everyone has to go see this. But if they were able to like come up with another story and make a part two, where they got in more funding and were more comfortable in the story they were telling, you could see that second one being the one that you can point and go, the first one was good, but the second one is the special version of the movie. But I was very impressed. Outside of that, sports.
Sports.
Sick with sports.
Wow. So I've watched a couple of things.
Congrats.
And it's interesting that you talk about that movie. Because I, too, watched King Arthur pull a sword from the stone.
Mm-hmm.
Except they call that movie Aquaman.
Oh my god, I made a lot of King Arthur jokes in my head when I watched that movie.
It didn't dawn on me until like halfway through the movie, and I was like, what is wrong with this movie?
And his name is Arthur.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's king of of
Atlantis.
Atlantis. It's Andro is fucking movie. So I'm actually upset with Damian.
Hi.
Damien, this movie is nowhere as good as you.
It's real dumb.
As good as you put
it's
it.
It's real dumb.
No, it's not very good. It's kind of shitty.
What did you... It said Aquaman on the...
No, I know. But it's not... You described a really dumb movie that it wasn't even
it's
really
Fast and
that.
The Furious Underwater.
It was not.
No, not the best not Fast and the Furious. It's just a dumb movie.
I'm not going to say that it was unwatchable. But it is not the thing that... Essentially, you build this, right? As DC finally figuring out how to make a superhero movie.
Yeah.
I don't think they figured it out yet.
What you thought I said was this is DC's Thor 3.
Yes.
I never said that.
Of course, what you said.
I said, we can run back the tape. I remember describing this movie. I'm just like, they can't make them bad anymore because everyone knows the template. And this is basically a Fast and Furious movie set underwater. And that is what this movie is. It is not special in any way, but that is remarkable because we're talking about Aquaman. This movie should have been trash. I saw those trailers, wasn't excited by any of those. I saw the reviews, wasn't excited by any of those, sat down and watched this movie and went, is this movie okay?
How did, who got this done?
It is remarkable that this, Douglas, what you should have come here and gone, this movie sucks. That is what should have come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably saying that because the bar you set for yourself. And I'll take some of the blame because I might have sounded too enthusiastic. But it really did surprise me that this, I thought this was shoo-in for worst movie of the year.
It's like, all right, DC is out of ideas.
I was expecting Medellin jokes. She's like, they're doing Aquaman. This can't be good.
I found it funny but with everything... Aquaman when they would take a break to basically make it into an Uncharted movie for like right. 5 hot minutes.
Yeah. They're just like, let's send them all over the place to have adventures looking up artifacts. It worked in Indiana Jones. It worked in The Mummy. Turns out it works in Aquaman. Yeah, right? He looked through the bottle. They had some bullshit thing where he had to fight a giant monster and then spoke to it, which was foreshadowed in the beginning. Just like, all right, I guess. And then he walked out in his gold and green outfit that remarkably did look as shitty as my mind thought. I thought he was going to come out there and people were just going to go, nah, I'm out. It's a bridge too far. Boy, that outfit looks stupid. But it didn't. Even red hair girl, her outfit did. Like, none of this movie looked anywhere near as dumb as I thought it would look. Even Black Manta, which is the worst name.
He looked dope. Not gonna lie.
Yeah,
everything about Black Manta looked and felt awesome.
I thought this movie was going to be a train wreck. Because it said Aquaman. Remember, they're coming off fucking up Justice League. Justice League is a bad movie. There's nothing redeeming about that movie, even though we love Ezra Miller.
Yep.
He did, like, all of the movies trash. And the only few jokes that exist in that movie had Iron Man, had Aquaman in there.
Your man,
you can't even about this without thinking about
had Iron Aquaman Man. In there. So you're just like, all right. And then they made this and I was just like, boy, this is going to be bad. And then watch the movie. The story that they told is generic. The action is generic. All the explanations was unnecessary. But they did it and paced it well enough that you just... This movie is what gave me confidence that Shazam... Have you seen Shazam?
No, I did not Shazam talk is about just more... Shazam with you last week. You fucking moron.
Wait, but then if you like Shazam, Aquaman is just Shazam light.
That's a problem. Yeah, it's light, but very light. Shazam is the good version of what you are talking about.
But you had hopes for Shazam...
Yeah, I did.
I apologize for giving you hopes for Aquaman, but you saw the title. I didn't do that. It said Aquaman when you walked in. It's like people who I've heard complaining about the Fast and Furious movies. It's like you came here and it said it when you walked in. What did you expect? Great storytelling? No, dog.
Of course.
Said Aquaman.
Why would I?
It is just a miracle that I enjoyed any part of that. And I did enjoy that. I really did. So I'm sorry that you didn't like it as much, I guess. But in my defense, it's Aquaman.
All right, fine. I did watch one other thing. And that was the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer. And woo. I feel like we really need to talk about
Douglas.
This. So are you pro or con? Are you for or against the internet?
I like the fact that they use Gangster's Paradise because it is so dumb. I will watch James Marsden anything. Jim Carrey has gone back to his old shenanigans, which I did enjoy. Sonic looks like garbage, but I have to see this movie.
So, you just made 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
I am on board with 3 of them. The fourth one about Sonic being garbage. Not that I disagree with you, but guess how many fucks I give.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
No,
but Douglas, no. All right. So the thing, no, let me just explain.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to happen.
So I watched this trailer.
It looks bad, but what else were they going to do?
Exactly. So I watched this trailer kind of thinking, well, the internet hates this. Mm-hmm. Let me just see how bad it is. And fucking love that trailer. All of the things that you said a while ago are why it knows that it's rubbish.
It seems to know very clearly.
And the thing about it is, right?
A Sonic movie.
Yeah, exactly. And even, so you even say Sonic looks garbage. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even go that far. I would argue that they have made a computer generated cartoon that looks like the hand-drawn cartoon that it's based off of. So
what I thought they were just going to give in and do what they did with Detective Pikachu, which is just take the literal drawing, the thing everyone remembers,
yeah,
and just put that on. Like, no,
but it's pretty close though.
Though, like the feet and the face.
Oh come on, son,
is bad. But Douglas,
what's bad?
No, but Douglas, look at me. That is what I expected. It says Sonic. I saw Sonic.
So this trailer is what I want. It's what it's supposed to be. You know,
right? Gangster's Paradise. Why? Who? Who is doing this?
It's such a great juxtaposition joke. It's so wonderful.
I'm just like, oh yeah. This is my kind of stupid. No.
The movie cannot be as good as the trailer. There's no way.
No, will the movie be good? Absolutely not.
Yeah. But I have to watch this movie now. I have to tell you.
But in the back of my mind, I have to remember, and I'll keep this in mind for the rest of my days. I remember seeing that Lego movie trailer the first time and going, the world is ending. This is it. This is where everything about this world collapsed, because someone took building blocks and said, I will make a movie out of this. And I thought, even when people said this movie is good, I held on to my righteous belief that a thing called Lego movie can't make sense because there's no story to tell because it's Legos.
But
and they beat me.
No, they didn't. You were proved right. And it wasn't until they had something that has a story, Lego Batman, that it became good.
Lego Batman proved that they were just joking around the first one. They're just like, oh, we can't take this further. And then Lego Ninjago is when you went, oh,
yeah, I didn't even bother.
This is what was supposed to happen the first time.
I still haven't watched a second movie though. I need to watch that. Lego movie
Lego
2.
The 2?
Yeah. Is it good?
Did you like the first Lego movies?
No.
Okay, well then.
I like Batman. I like Batman.
It's not as good as Batman. That's why you don't hear people talking about it.
Oh, okay.
One, the surprise has gone because they did the first one and Lego Batman. Mm-hmm. But two, it's just not as good as the first, as Lego Batman, which is the new bar.
Yeah.
It would be like Toy Story made Toy Story 4, but it's not as good as like Toy Story 1. And you're just like, who did this? This is not okay.
Yes, but I want to hear Andrew's take on this. This being not Legos, but Sonics. I know you have said before that you were pro Jim Carrey, but what about the whole entire package, Andrew? Yes.
Every hero has a genesis.
pretty much everything you guys have said, I agree with. The only thing that you have not directly mentioned that I feel I have more issue with, I take more umbrage to when I saw this trailer, is that there's a point where you see him use a ring. If you ever played Sonic, they pick up rings and it gives you lives or some shit. And he uses it as a portal.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's fucking weird, but who gives a shit?
Right.
I kind of dig the feel of it, especially when you get to that final moment, which I feel is probably their biggest selling point.
Mm-hmm.
When you see Sonic and like all the missiles.
Right.
Yeah. And Ben Schwartz is voicing Sonic and it just seems fun.
He's moving so fast that he has time to like keep up arms out while the missiles are coming.
But at the very same time, like, there's a part deep down inside me that sees this trailer and goes, I think at the end of the day, this isn't going to really hit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is going to, like, you want to mention Lego movies, mm-hmm. and I think there are a couple of other movies over the last few years we've talked about in this vein. This movie, I feel, will lean further and further on the child-heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I'll leave this movie going like, I watched a kid's movie.
Yeah.
And it was acceptable, but I didn't enjoy myself.
Like, the fact that I must now doubt when people are putting... it's been happening more and more, which I don't know if it is just that people now understand. People are now just getting better at looking at a property and going, we can't make this serious, so we have to take the opposite tack. Like, that Jumanji movie should have been garbage.
Are you telling me I should watch that movie?
You should watch that movie.
Kevin Holy Hart shit. Is don't, in that movie.
Don't,
everybody.
Don't promise me things
Andrew,
that you can't deliver.
I've led everyone astray many times. Once deliberately with Girls Trip. That's the only deliberate one. Because I knew I could get it done if I just stayed the course. I didn't want to watch Jumanji. I watched Jumanji because the people around me were watching Jumanji. I was kind of half watching it and then chuckled a couple times and then had to turn and look at the movie. And then realized, oh, they know what movie they're making. And it is at least as good as Aquaman. It is between that and Shazam. That is the range that Jumanji is operating in. Damn, where it is minimum Aquaman, words. Maximum Shazam.
Because I'm not even expecting Aquaman for this movie.
I don't want you to go in thinking that there's Thor 3 here. I want you to listen to me. It says when you walk in, it said Jumanji.
Is it questionable?
Focus.
If when I go to Netflix and I type Jumanji, because I'm here trying to check to see if Jumanji's on Netflix, mm-hmm. the second result is Black Panther. Is that like... is that a problem?
You should call the NAACP a report.
Andrew, just make sure you know search for Zamunda. Okay?
Yeah. The first result is Goosebumps, which I guess makes some sense since Jack Black is in that.
Can you type Zamunda into Netflix for me, please?
Zamunda.
Uh-huh. Please.
Coming to America is first. Then Bruce Almighty. Black Panther is nowhere to be found in this page.
But they got the first one right. That's all that matters.
Yep.
There's like three Jim Carrey movies at the top here.
Ah, Jim Carrey. Oh, Google's already advertising their terrible phone. That's great.
Isn't Jumanji on Hulu? Or no? That's on
Hulu. I don't know.
I don't know, but I think it has
live sports. Disney Plus?
Disney multiplication. Anyways, I think you're done, Douglas. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. I just have a few to run through. Should I even bother mentioning the worst? I'll mention it. This is the worst one. Mainly, I guess, because John Singleton died. I really love Boys in the Hood. I decided to try another film of his I've not seen. Damon is laughing.
No, because Douglas is saying he's never made a good movie in his life.
You don't like Boys in the Hood?
No. Have I watched Boys in the Hood recently? Probably not.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because right, that's so the one I'd point to.
So I wasn't given a choice.
I watched Poetic Justice. Do you know this movie, Damien?
Oh my God, Janet Jackson and Tupac.
Yep.
All right. So again, I grew up black.
Of course, so I've watched this movie before. You've never watched this movie before, Andrew.
I don't remember it at all.
Let's just say this movie was big in the black community.
Damon, where are you on Poetic Justice?
It's bad. Is it a bad movie?
Did John Singleton direct it?
So guess what? I sort of agree with you guys really a lot.
Yeah. As it turns out, Tupac can't act for shit.
No, actually, I would not say that. Maybe in that movie. I can't remember because I watched it young. But I've seen... What movie is it that I saw him in and I liked him in? I think it was Juice. The one... Was it Juice?
Can't the one remember. Where he's like a drug addict or something?
Something... Was he an addict? Something to do with that and running away from a murder.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Juice. I think that's Juice.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
that's the one I think most people kind of point to be like, yeah, we all like that movie.
Also, part two of that statement, Janet Jackson can't act. Oh, yeah. For shit.
Straight up.
It's. I agree with you. However, listen for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's been enough distance from 1993, the year this came out.
Yes.
Where it is hilarious to watch the 90s-esque shit that's in this movie.
Don't say that. Don't tempt me to go back and watch that movie.
Right. So Tupac and Janet Jackson are awful.
Woo!
However, there are other people in this movie. Uh-huh. For example, there is their friend Chicago. Right? The guy who they're driving with.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Chicago. Played by Joe Torre. And... there isn't a shot of him in the movie where he doesn't have his brush brushing his hair.
All right.
This is the 1993 is the year when movies had to have characters have the one thing they did. So yep. You remembered who that character was.
Spray their hair.
So the Yankees manager is in a movie?
Are you done?
What?
Dog. Baseball jokes?
I think we all agree baseball wasn't allowed in our sports joke repertoire.
Fair enough.
Right.
Regina King the closest
you're allowed are baseball movie jokes. Yeah. So if like you had made like a Charlie Sheen Major League reference, like we could get on board.
Michael Rapaport was in this movie. My god.
Why do you like Regina King so much?
She's
I still can only think of what was it, 227. Whenever I see her face, especially because, you know, there are a lot of actors and actresses that they grow up and I don't even know how to say this better than their face changes. And old actor versus young actor to me are two different people. She never did that. She looks exactly like she did when she was 5 years old in that show.
What you should do, Douglas, is look at this movie of Regina King. And then look at last year, Beyond Beale Street. Beyond Beale Street. It's been 30 years. It's been 30 years. And you can...
Jesus Christ, it's been 30 years. Oh, my God. That's sad. So since Douglas, the 90s.
I've said this a couple times since talking about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up black. And you have hand wave away 227 as just a thing. It was 227.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Lawrence.
Yes.
Red Fox.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And unfortunately, Cosby.
Oh, of course.
And that was it until Fresh Prince saved us.
Mm-hmm.
Until you realize Fresh Prince sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But by that time, by the time we got Fresh Prince here in Jamaica, the Fresh Prince transitioned to Bad Boys. Then we never had to watch Fresh Prince again. He was old enough that he was in Bad Boys, and then we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to see, by that time, Denzel was at peak powers, and we could move away from so-so actors to full-fledged actors. But I watched maybe 14 million hours of 227.
Of course you did.
So
on BET, as did we all.
No, I watched it on... That's before cable.
Nah.
It was just on TV.
Okay.
Because
was it? I never saw it. I don't remember seeing it on like it JBC.
You weren't allowed to still to watch it. I just watched a shitload of her. Mm-hmm. And she was very pretty then. She's very pretty today. And so, and they were the only black people on TV that were telling jokes. So you liked all of them.
Even the ones that were bad. To be fair, there was Michael Blackson.
Again. Jokes, telling actual
jokes. So yeah, moving back to the 90s.
Yes.
Right? Back to a time when things were good.
I don't want to watch Poetic Justice again, right? But the things you've said and looking at this cast is making it very difficult.
Regina King, mentioning her, you do not see her without an alcohol bottle.
Yep.
Because she needs to be drunk the whole movie. This movie opens with a shot of Billy Zane. You remember Billy Zane in the 90s?
Yes.
Oh, Billy Zane is perfect. And what I love even more is if you don't remember this movie and you don't know what you're watching, you think Billy Zane is a movie because they open in a drive-in and you're watching a shitty movie that Billy Zane is in. And they made a shitty movie for Billy Zane to be in. And that scene is glorious. I'm pretty sure that was... Yeah, it's Q-Tip in that opening scene who gets murdered. Wow. Q-Tip shows up. Yeah, but
I would probably not have known Q-Tip when I saw this movie.
But yeah, this movie is 99% awful.
Yep.
But if you look for the right things, there's a little fun to be had here
it
and there.
It sounds like he's describing Belly. Again.
No one likes Belly.
Hey, hey, hey. Listen, I know it's bad. Moving along. I know that movie is bad now. Oh, but I was a child once.
The amount of love that everybody gave that movie.
I was a child once. I will not have you besmirch the good name.
Let's move along. I watched an old movie. I actually watched it today before the podcast. My Name is Julia Ross, which is a old noir film from 1945.
Douglas is
making and I think Douglas would love this movie because it's so ridiculous. Basically, the plot of this movie is that a man murders his wife.
As right? they do.
Right? And because he murdered her too poorly, they had to go out and find a fake wife for him to murder properly. So that they could basically have a alibi to like, oh no, she just died. Right. So this is a story of the lady named Julia Ross who one day looking for a job gets a job working in a house and she goes there and they kidnap her and she wakes up on this big mansion and everyone is now calling her this other name, which is the wife of this man. And like basically they're trying to create this narrative that she's insane.
I assume this is on Criterion.
Yes, it is. And it's basically just an hour long. It's in the Columbia Noir series.
My name is Julia Ross. That's the name of this film. Yes. Okay, Andrew. All right.
I'm writing this down.
I don't think this movie is perfect, but it knows how to have fun with its dumb plot as to what it presents. Basically, if you look at my letterbox, I've written step one, murder wife. Step two, kidnap woman. Step three, murder two wives. Foolproof. That's my review for this movie.
Sounds good.
Movie, I enjoyed it. Like, it's not the best noir out there. I plan to go through the rest of the series. I'm actually excited because I saw they posted up a bunch of Paul and Pressburger movies that I want to watch. So, you know, stuff to watch on that service. quick mention. I kind of mentioned it to Damien like a week ago. A Simple Favor. The Paul directed by Paul Feig. I didn't remember this until I watched it. Starring tiny mouse lady.
Yep.
Anna
tiny
Kendrick.
Lady, big teeth.
And Blake Lively. I don't think this is a great movie. It feels like a knockoff Gone Girl, but. I feel Blake Lively is the kind of playing the kind of person Damien enjoys watching. So
yeah,
I throw it out there, and I feel even though Kendrick kind of leans into her kind of character, she does a lot
because
her thing is about being the over anxious mother who does everything.
Yeah,
she has a typecast. She's typecast.
But Blake Lively is fantastic in this movie, and I kind of enjoyed it.
You understand that saying Blake Lively is fantastic is a thing I will never believe, right? I'm just going to roll through what Blake Lively has done.
No, let's not do that. Whenever we do that, it's awful.
Yeah.
Right? It's bad.
No, I wasn't going to do it out loud. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Based on what she's been like the premier person in. It ain't great.
Which is why she's now in this Paul Feig movie.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, now I want to come to the heavy hitter, the one that I really want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Long Shot.
I want.
You guys
to
know
watch
about this
movie? Yeah, man. It's Charlize Theron.
Yes.
And boy, Seth Rogen.
It looks bad.
It looks like it could thread a needle.
More importantly,
you don't think
directed
so?
By Jonathan Levine.
Who that?
Gentleman who directed 50-50 the night before.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I've forgotten what the other one is, but there's something else. Mm-hmm. Because I'm really focusing on the Seth Rogen ones.
Right.
Right, he also did Warm Bodies, which I don't remember
I
being a huge fan of.
I did not watch that movie, but
I think
it didn't look good.
Warm Bodies was the teenage one.
It's a zombie one.
The teenage zombie one.
Yeah. I actually did like that.
Really?
I thought it was going to be trash.
It looked trash.
And it didn't. It wasn't that. It was way better than it should have been.
So, was it better or worse than Aquaman?
I don't remember. Oh, I've seen... shit, I shouldn't have done this. Shouldn't. Like, I was giving him... some props for some of the stuff that he did. And then I saw that he also did the Whackness.
Oh! Look, everyone has to start somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Right? Then they warm up and they get to 50-50 on the night before.
Uh-huh.
All right, man? Everyone has to start
Seen an episode of Rush, the USA show that he directed. Sure, it
Let's
was
move
one
right
episode.
Along. Talking about Long Shot.
Also, Snatched.
Didn't watch it, ignored it.
Amy Schumer was in it.
Save myself.
Oh, I know that one.
Hey.
But you know what?
Uh-huh.
Let's just hear Andrew. I don't want to hear about more shitty movies. Right, okay. I want to hear about one shitty movie. So Andrew, what is your one shitty movie?
Is Long Shot good?
I enjoy this movie quite a lot.
Is Long Shot good? Let's start again. Is Long Shot good?
Yes.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Some conviction. No, I don't want you to award a definite yes, no, and then you can get into why it is good. But this mumbling nonsense where it was like, it was enjoyable to see at the time with friends and drinks. It's like, no.
Yep, friends and drinks. We all know that Charlize Theron can do many things.
Mm-hmm.
She's her best when she's being ridiculous. This is a character who one of her complaints is she has a shitty wave, and you get to see said shitty wave many times, and it is a joy every time. Seth Rogen is playing the knocked up sequel play, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have Andy Serkis in this movie, putting on his best Sean Penn impersonation, while in Andy a Serkis. Gollum mask. Right, and Bob Odenkirk is playing the best president of the U.S. of the United States of America, who was on television and subsequently elected to be the president of the United States of America. That's his character in this movie.
So he's Reagan.
Yes, but imagine Saul Goodman being Reagan.
2019 Ronald Reagan. All right.
Yep.
This trailer looks bad, though.
Ice Cube Jr. is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not calling him anything other than that now.
I was just referring to him as Crushed Ice, but...
And he remains fun. Like, Randall Park is in it for a short minute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and...
His
of
name
course,
is,
Douglas's
his name
first
is
complaint Paul. Whenever he sees this movie is, it's too short, but... anything is too short for Randall Park for Douglas at this stage. I generally love the whole ethos of this movie. I think the first like 15 minutes could have been better. But once you get out of there, like there are jokes where you see him in a shitty Swedish suit and people just make fun of him for like an hour. There are jokes about the Canadian president, which is played by Skarsgård. Right?
Which one?
And he, the young one, the son.
Okay.
And he is pretty much playing the most ridiculous joke of a politician, like almost in the way like I think we view politicians today, where we have these cool politicians that we think are cool, and that is how he's perceived in the movie. But we see him in this intimate way because we're playing it through Charlize, who's actually interacting with him, and he just comes off as the awkwardest, weirdest piece of shit in the world, and it's hilarious to see every time. This is a fun romantic comedy, and I genuinely enjoyed it, right? But yeah, it's...
How long do they spend on the fact that Charlize Theron looks like Charlize Theron, Seth Rogen looks like Seth Rogen? How many jokes?
Oh, I'm pretty about sure that's the whole
there's
movie.
No absolute fucking way this would happen in reality.
There's just one scene, which I think is in one of the trailers, where they're like, we put this in front of people, and they do like the, if Kate Middleton got with Danny DeVito, and that's really it.
So, well, at least I have some seal of approval. So I'll actually give, because I was worried about this movie, because this trailer looks bad. But you said that they're jokes, and that's what I like to hear about comedies. The jokes. It's what I'm here for. That's good.
Yep.
And then,
it's a fun movie.
And then sports, like Game of Thrones, but this one was a talking episode, so who gives a shit?
Liverpool pants Barcelona.
Liverpool.
Barca had one job, beat Liverpool. Even if you lost the Champions League final, everyone would have been happy if you just beat Liverpool. Now I have to bet on Ajax.
I'm secretly hoping it's Tottenham that make it to the final and beats Liverpool, because that'd be even funnier for me.
Never lame. I mean,
I understand it's less likely.
I want to keep making Ajax jokes, and I want people to continue on the internet. They've been using Ajax bottles to spray the teams out of existence, and from the knockout stages started, they've been doing it. And it is funny every single time.
Apparently some of the fans have put handles on Ajax bottles to make it look like a Champions League trophy. Yep.
It's pretty good.
I think that's fun.
I mean, the internet's been doing it right.
Yeah.
Lots of arms out with Ajax and Hayax. I've heard less and less people out here refer to them as Ajax, which really does make me sad. There's a couple of years there where it was a guaranteed. Right, even on the news. Oh, it's the James one thing Rodriguez. I miss about sports, about watching sports news, like local sports news. I don't watch any news because it is depressing. But I do miss hearing people be bad at reporting sports, especially names, because these clubs aren't small clubs, and they're just swinging and missing at Tanai-esque levels. Oh. Nice. Oh, so you can have your space. Cow-